Welcome in to the return of Conversations with Carlisle for this first episode of the 2020-2021 boys basketball season. And I'm here with Ben Davis boys head basketball coach Don Carlisle. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
So we'll just get right into it. Just talk about how badly and how just difficult was it to manage the offseason going through COVID-19 procedures and having that slow things down?
Yeah, I think it was all the way around the board for everyone involved, especially in athletics. It was a difficult situation just being not being able to come in together and having to do Zoom workouts and having the guys do a lot of things, you know, most things on their own, and trusting them to get those things done. It was a difficult process.
So how did yourself and the coaching staff just work through that process and make sure that your guys were going to be ready for when you could actually meet in person again and work out and practice in person?
Well, I split them up in groups, and I had certain coaches make sure that they communicate and be in constant communication with the guys in their group. We gave them specific things that they needed to be doing to put them in the positions to be ready once we came together as a group and as a team in July. So, of course, everything's not perfect. And we missed a lot of time in the weight room, that especially with this group being a younger group. We needed that time to get stronger and for them to understand how to work. But for the most part, I was happy with how we responded and how, especially as the coaching staff and the guys that we had around in the program during that time. They would send us videos of stuff they were doing, you know, either in their driveway, in their basements, the workouts that they were doing, just so we could make sure that they were doing the things that we needed them to be doing to get better.
And you just talked about how young your team is going into this year. Mm-hmm. This is the second year in a row you've lost seven seniors in the offseason. So how challenging is that just to have to pick up a whole new group of guys again and say you guys are going to be in the fire?
It's difficult. It's difficult, especially even last year, even though we had a lot of seniors, there was a lot of new guys. There was a lot of seniors that hadn't really had much experience on the court at the varsity level. So it's similar this year. We have a lot of young guys. So we have to be patient. You know, I'm built for this. So you know, it's always about work and the grind. So for me, it's just what we have to do.
And who do you feel are some players that can really help you and step up this season?
Last year, there was two freshmen that started games for us with Sheridan Sharp and Jesse Ferris. Those were the two. But I think that Zane Doty, he was ready last year, but Jesse had a little bit higher IQ as far as like being ready to play with the system that we had in place. This year, I think body wise, Zane will be a force for us. Of course, if we can get Jaden to play, of course that'll always be something that'll. He's a kid that's a program changer, and I think that if he has a great year and able to get on the floor, then he has the potential to be an all-star. So we have Sheridan Sharp, Clay Butler, who dressed a lot of varsity last year. He's a sophomore this year. You know, both of those guys started on the freshman level and ended up playing varsity. So, and then you have Zane and Jesse, who also never played a freshman game, but they played a lot of JV and varsity last year. So those guys will factor in to be some of the guys that we'll depend on, along with Larry Stone, Kenny Troutman, Teon Space made great strides over the summer. So those are some of the guys. I mean, we're going to have to do it as a committee this year, and I think going forward. So it'll take everyone.
And you mentioned there briefly Jaden Brewer transferring here from Avon, mm-hmm. and just his situation with maybe not being able to play right away. Where are you guys at with that whole situation with the IHSAA?
He has limited eligibility. So what that means is he can't play varsity, but he can't play other, like JV. He can play JV. But there's another appeals process, so I don't really want to speak too much about it. But right now he was ineligible, but now he's eligible limited.
Okay, and just with your overall team, what are you looking to improve on from last season from where you lost in the first round of sectionals last year?
Man, effort. I really just believe that you move out of love and you move with great effort, then it'll cover up a lot of the things, especially the inconsistencies and the confidence levels and the experience that we lack So if we play hard and we play and love on each other on the court, on and off the court, then I believe it'll translate to us playing a lot better this year.
And the BD football season just ended a few days ago, last Friday, mm-hmm. and you could have some potential football players, correct, that could join your team. So talk about that process and how you have to kind of ease those guys back into basketball season.
Yeah, they can't play until they have at least five practices, full practices. And that's each day, you know. So if we went 2 days, then it will still only count as one. So those guys, there's a tryout process. They'll come to practice, and it's not just going to be given to them. You know,
right.
There was guys that's been working and been doing a lot of things since July or even since the season ended last year, trying to make an impact on this team. So there's definitely some guys that I believe that played last year that could – possibly be some positive contributors to us on the varsity level. So we'll see how it goes. You know, they have to have some time to be able to acclimate to basketball as opposed to, you know, being and playing football. So hopefully those guys come and give us a boost.
And so tomorrow's the first game at Fishers. When you look at that Tigers team, what do you see as their strengths on their roster?
Well, Simmons inside, he had 33 on us last year, and it's kind of dominated that game. Without him, we win the game easily. But I think they're a top 10 team. They're a top 10 team in the preseason, so extremely well coached, and they have a new coach this year. So we just have to look at the tendencies that he did at Warren. But we really don't know, you know, what to expect from those guys outside of, you know, the personnel that they had last year didn't change much, but the style of play may change with a new coach.
And so what do you feel like is some of the overall keys that will help you be in that game tomorrow night in the fourth quarter with a chance to win?
We got a rebound. I think that's one of the things that we struggled with last year, and we didn't have a great sense of togetherness as a group. I thought that we were kind of individual and not so much like selfish, but not team. Like, it wasn't a great camaraderie of team, especially on the court. Off the court, the guys got along well, but on the court, it just seemed like guys were doing some things kind of in a selfish way. So I think this year going forward, I think that this group is a lot these guys are a lot closer. They're younger guys, so we have more time to be able to teach them what we want and how we want them to move and go. So for me, going forward this year, I believe that you could look forward to an up-tempo. I'm allowing the guys to shoot and play more free than I have in the past. But there's a trade-off. They have to play hard and play defense. So I think that it'll hopefully by the end, you know, it may look, you know, patchy at the beginning, but hopefully we playing our best basketball in March heading into the sectionals, and it'll pay off and you know, at that time.
And speaking just of the beginning of the year, you also go to Zionsville on Saturday mm-hmm. afternoon. So just how does the feel different just going to having your first two games be road games, and especially with a young squad like we've talked about, how would that be challenging?
I think it helps us, honestly. The schedule flips. You know, last year we had a lot of home games. The year before that in 18, my first year, we had a lot of away games. So it's just the way that the schedule flips. And I think it'll, especially being two, you know, pretty good opponents right off the bat, would at least let us know where we are. And it'll give us opportunities to teach on whatever it is that we need to correct and move forward going, you know, because after that we have Pike, and then, then it gets right into the mix,
right.
The mix of the mix. So it doesn't get easier, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
And so just overall, what are you looking forward to this year with this team going into the season?
I think as a coach, when you come into a new situation, it takes a few years for you to get your players. When I came in, you know, DeJuan and Jalen, they were seniors, and it was a senior-heavy team. Now I have relationships with those guys, but they wasn't my guys.
Okay?
And even last year, there was some transfers that came in, and those guys had been here for a few years, so, you know, before me. So those really, you know, they wasn't my guys. So I feel like this year, next year, it becomes like the true Carlisle era. So, like, hopefully it could start to take form, and then the guys can kind of take on the characteristics of myself, you know, and playing hard and being a tough all-around competitor. And that's what I want this program to look like. So just going forward, I believe that it'll be who these guys should play the way I want them to play.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Coach, and good luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate it.
This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.